On Office Mechanics today, we're going to take a first look at the latest Power BI updates. We'll show you how easy it is to organize all of the data that matters to you in a single live dashboard without being a BI expert. And we'll show the latest in secure access to cloud data and how you can collaborate, share, and stay connected from any device beyond the browser with our native mobile apps. I'm here with resident Power BI expert Michael Theodor. Now, we brought him onto the garage about a year ago to introduce Power BI. Welcome, Michael.
Thank you, Jeremy, and thanks for having me back on this new show. So very excited to be here. We've introduced some great new updates to Power BI since the last time we spoke.
All right, so what's new? What's changed?
Well, we're really making Power BI a lot easier to use and for people to get started with it. And we've also introduced new dashboards that allow people to bring data from multiple different sources all into one spot so they can monitor it.
Great, I think I'm seeing that right here, right now. This is the dashboard. This is right when I log in, I get to see this rich information, not just a list of the models like I had last year.
That's right, so essentially this is the starting experience. It's pulling data from multiple different data sources, and here we have live tiles of our data. So this example is I'm an organization where I can now see at a top level all the travel spend across my organization.
Here
we have different views of that data, and right away we can see that we have a variance to budget. So it's showing me that I'm about $1.4 million overspent. So the first thing I'll want to do is explore that, understand where that spend is going, and if there's anything I can do to actually fix it. So I can drill into that tile to an underlying report, and here we've got more information specifically associated with that particular area of budget and spend.
Terrific, okay.
So if I want, I can actually begin to edit this report. And here we can see we're in edit mode. I've got the data from my model that shows up there. I can switch these visualizations if I want. So for example, I don't really like pie charts very much. So what I can do is I can switch that to one of our new visualizations, the tree map. And here we can see the data in a new way.
Right.
I can open up some real estate here. So let's remove this visualization.
Okay.
Let's take a look at the additional cost of business class travel. And maybe we want to then apply a filter through that. So I might want to see if somebody's booking travel within sort of a 6-day period of time before they actually leave, how much is that costing us? So I can drag that up there and see it's all touch optimized. So it's very easy for me to explore the data. And now I might want to see, well, how much additional business cost is the business incurring for travel related to, say, training purposes? So I can click on training here, and we can see that not a lot of spend is for training purposes, for, say, another one, trade shows. Maybe I'm going to one of the trade shows. And then maybe for internal purposes.
Okay.
So we can see here there's a lot of spend for internal purposes.
It's like about half the spend almost is
about
on internal.
About half the spend, about $1.4 million.
Right.
So I might want to, at this point, put a policy in place that says, you know, if you're traveling for internal purposes, we prefer you you travel coach versus business class so that we can actually close that gap in spend.
Yep.
Now, I might want to start to track this. Once I put the policy in place, I'm going to continue to monitor to see how we're doing on this particular area. And what I can do is I can actually pin that right back to the dashboard. And if we go back to our dashboard and take a look, I won't actually save the changes I've made to this report. We can see that that graph is back on the dashboard. It's live, and I can continue to monitor it alongside all my other data.
This is great. So if you're not an expert in terms of Power BI and creating these types of dashboards, really once the models are loaded into the system, it's pretty easy to customize this view then, as we just saw.
That's right. And now the other thing is, you know, how quick is it for me to get started? Let me show you some of the things we're doing in the get data dialogue to really make it a lot easier for people to get started monitoring their data. So here we can see that we've got a number of out-of-the-box solutions. I can see we've got solutions for, say, GitHub, Marketo, CRM Online, Salesforce, Zendesk, SendGrid. You know, we're essentially working with some of the most popular solutions out there to build package solutions so that now if I go to Salesforce.com, the connection, I say connect, I can log into Salesforce.com. And what Power BI will do for me is connect to my account, create models, reports, dashboards for me, and then present that to me as a getting started place. So it's a lot easier for me to actually start to interact with data out of the box.
That's terrific. So you just have to use your account information for all the other cloud services that you have, connect into those, and we'll be able to create basically templates, packages that show you all of that data in a really nice way through Power BI. Now, what are the other options that I have to get data into Power BI?
Yeah, so there's a couple of other options here. So for example, you can see that you can use Excel to connect the data, build some models, mm-hmm. build some reports, publish that into this environment,
right.
and then you can build out your dashboards. And those dashboards remain live. So we've got all the plumbing in place to make sure that those dashboards still connect back to the original data source, they're refreshable. I've got the new Power BI Designer, which allows me to build reports, connect to Power BI and publish those reports out to Power BI as well as new connections directly to analysis services. So if I've got on-premise analysis services models, I can connect to those as well and start to build out my dashboards.
Terrific. Can we have a look at the architecture of what it looks like to connect to these types of data sources?
Yeah, let me actually map it out for you. All right. So, you know, to get started with Power BI, it's very easy. Power BI is a cloud-based service. So essentially, I can go to powerbi.com, and within minutes, I've got my Power BI environment up and running. The
right.
next step is really, well, how do I connect that to data, right? And we're doing three things. There's three sort of areas where we've really focused. One is around creating these out-of-the-box experiences for Salesforce.com, for CRM Online, for Marketo, and so forth.
Okay.
And essentially, that allows me to get started very quickly if I've got a subscription to one of these services. And Power BI does all the auto creation of the models and the dashboards and reporting to get me started very quickly.
Right.
The other thing, as I mentioned, is, well, I could actually connect to data using Excel. Of course, mm-hmm. we've got, last time we did a show.
And we did a great couple of demonstrations connecting to some data with a bar. And also, we've done this in Barcelona, connecting to data in terms of the El Clasico match.
That's right. So that's still a great way to get power data into Power BI,
right?
And we also introduced the new sort of Power BI designer as well as another way to be able to build those reports for Power BI. Now, what we're introducing as well is the ability to directly connect to analysis services for a lot of our corporate
users. Hold on. So this is the demarcation of what's in the cloud and what's online.
That's right.
So this means that you're going to where basically if I've got a data source on premises, say I've been using an ERP system, I've got other databases that I'm managing. Maybe I've had those for a few decades in some cases. I can connect now Power BI to those as well.
That's right. So a lot of our customers use analysis services to create their models on-premise.
Okay. And how does that work?
Well, the way that this works is essentially I'll have analysis services models on-premise.
Right.
And now I can interactively do a live sort of query against those models on-premise.
Okay.
And none of the data actually now needs to reside in the cloud. So this is very important for a lot of our corporate customers mm-hmm. who have invested, as you said, a lot of time building out these on-premise models. They want a visualization layer that's cloud-based because of all the benefits of having that, the time
right.
to insight and solution.
Right.
But they don't want to actually move the 24 terabytes of data into the cloud. So the way it works is every time I interact with the dashboard in the cloud, it'll do a live query down to analysis services. And then mm-hmm. it'll fetch the data and bring it back up to Power BI. So none of the data is actually resident in the cloud.
And we're using Azure Active Directory so that every call from Power BI is authenticating and authorizing just the data that you have access to straight from analysis services and the underlying databases as well, right?
That's right, yeah. So the way it works is that the credentials that I've set in Power BI, they're sent down to analysis services. All the data level security is applied at the analysis services level. So for example, if I'm accessing the data, I can see only the data I have access to. You can only see the data that you have access to. All that data level security is applied, and then it's returned up to Power BI.
Great. So we know with the SaaS-based solutions there in the cloud and with the Excel models and the other Power BI tools, those are going to be things residing inside the service. How is performance running in terms of having connections back to on-prem data services through analysis services?
So actually the performance is great. Performance across the various different data sources is about the same. So you saw the performance in the demo I just did. It's very snappy.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for that is actually not a lot of data flows through the pipe. So if I'm doing a search for who are my 20 most profitable customers, it's those 20 most profitable customers that flow back up through the pipe. It's not the full data set.
So a lot of the heavy lifting is being done on analysis services before that report gets generated and viewed through those devices. So another question I know that we're excited to talk about is, what if you're on the go? What if you don't have something powerful to view, or maybe a standard web browser to view all this content? Do you have a solution for me there?
We do. So essentially, the dashboards that we took a look at, those are all HTML5. All
right.
The reports are HTML5. So on any device, I can access my dashboard and I can view.
Okay.
Also, what we've created are these native applications for the new experience. And the first of those is for the iPad. So what we see here is the new iPad app. And I can, if I want, drill into one of the reports. You can see I can interact with one of the different visualizations. I can go into the underlying report just like we did here, and I can explore it.
Mm-hmm.
Or if I see that something's tracking off, I can quickly share a snapshot of that different visualization. You see it gets embedded in my email, and I can send that off to a colleague with a link to the original dashboard so that they can go and explore the issue in more detail.
Great, this is exciting stuff. So how do I get started with the new updates to Power BI?
So you'd go to powerbi.com. We're now introducing a new free version of Power BI as well. So you can sign into the free version, get started right away. And it takes a minute or two to get it up and running.
Terrific, so thanks for showing all this. Of course, you can find all of this on office.com/mechanics and all the news on blogs at office.com every week. Thank you for joining, and goodbye for now.